Welcome to episode 1258 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We are taking a deeper look at Jesus by exploring what his parables reveal about his character, purpose, and ministry. Today, we move from Matthew 13 to another chapter in the gospel that is a collection of kingdom parables, Mark 4. The parable of the growing seed, found only in Mark 4, verses 26 to 29, appears after Mark's version of the parable of the sower.
This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how.
Jesus had a way of taking the ordinary and turning it into revelation. He didn't teach with abstract philosophical jargon or complex theological formulas. Instead, he painted pictures with seed and soil, wind and waves, shepherds and sheep. This parable, unique to Mark's gospel, is a quiet story that often gets overlooked, but one that carries profound meaning for how we live in God's kingdom. In just four short verses, Jesus reveals the mystery of divine growth, the hidden power of the kingdom, and the role of faith and patience in discipleship. It's a parable for those who feel like they're sowing seeds in silence, for those who wonder if their faithfulness matters, for those who are desperate to see results but feel stuck in the waiting. This is a parable for you.
The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come.
This parable is deceptively simple. A man scatters seed. He goes about his days, sleeping, waking, living, and the seed begins to grow. Slowly, incrementally, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain. Eventually, the harvest is ready. But the farmer does not know how this happens. This is the mystery of the kingdom. The story begins with a farmer, a man who scatters seed on the ground. There's nothing elaborate or dramatic here. The action is humble, unremarkable, but it's necessary. There is no growth without planting, and there is no harvest without first trusting the soil with the seed. We often minimize the spiritual act of sowing, the small things we do for God. A kind word, a quiet prayer, a weekly service project, a seed of scripture shared with a friend. But in the kingdom of God, these actions are never wasted. They are holy beginnings. Jesus honors the sower, not for his brilliance or control, but for his faithfulness to plant. What seeds has God called you to scatter right now? Sometimes the most powerful acts of obedience are the ones that feel insignificant. But to God, they are the starting point of something miraculous. Next, Jesus tells us something startling. Whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. There it is, the mystery. The sower does not make the seed grow. He can't force the outcome. He doesn't understand the mechanics of germination. But even in the silence, the darkness, and the unseen soil, something holy is happening. This part of the parable is for those in the middle, those waiting, those unsure if their prayers, their work, or their witness is making any difference. It's for anyone who feels like they're living in a between season, between planting and harvest. The word Jesus uses for growth, the Greek word automatos, means of itself. The soil automatically brings forth grain. Let that sink in. The kingdom of God is not dependent on our control, our timing, or our understanding. God is always at work, even when we are unaware. Even while you sleep, the seed is growing. Even while you're resting. Even while you've stopped working. Even when you've let go. Note that growth has stages. This is what Jesus might say.
All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head.
Growth happens gradually, not instantaneously. First the stalk, something barely visible, fragile. Then the head, structure takes form. Then the full kernel, maturity and readiness. This is a rebuke to the culture of instant gratification. We want fruit without roots. We want spiritual maturity without time. But Jesus teaches us the kingdom grows in stages, and we must honor the process. Your spiritual growth and the growth of those around you takes time. Discipleship doesn't happen overnight. Neither does healing, transformation, or restoration. But if you stay faithful, the stalk will become the head, and the kernel will ripen. Don't pull up the seed to check on it. Trust the process. The parable ends with hope.
Jesus, as soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come.
The harvest will come. There is a future moment, maybe weeks, months, or even years away, when what God has been doing in the dark will come into the light. The seed will burst forth. The work will bear fruit. The prayers will be answered. You may not know how. You may not understand when. But Jesus promises that the kingdom has a trajectory, from scattering to sprouting to satisfaction. God is more invested in the harvest than you are. Trust him to bring it to completion. What does this mean for you today? You are not in charge of the results. Your job is obedience. God's job is growth. Take the pressure off. Just be faithful to scatter seeds. Don't mistake silence for absence. Just because you can't see growth doesn't mean it isn't happening. Keep showing up. Growth looks like progress, not perfection. Look for the stalk. Celebrate the head. Wait for the kernel. Live with expectation. A harvest is coming. Live today with the faith that what you're sowing will one day bear fruit. Let's get deep. This parable isn't just about farming or patience. It's about Jesus, who he is, what he came to do, and how he invites us to participate. Jesus is the master sower. Jesus came scattering seed, the word of God, the hope of the kingdom. His ministry was often quiet, unimpressive by worldly standards, but it was potent. He trusted the process. He preached, healed, forgave, and planted truth into hearts that looked like hard soil. He models for us that faithfulness is not flashy, and kingdom work often looks like sowing with no immediate result. Jesus respected the Father's timing. Even as God in flesh, Jesus lived in submission to the Father's timeline. He waited 30 years to begin his public ministry. He often told disciples,
"My hour has not yet come."
He understood the principle, first the stalk, then the head. In a world that demanded miracles on demand, he honored the pace of God. Jesus shows us that waiting is not weakness, it's wisdom. Jesus trusted the process of transformation. He knew that some would reject him, others would fall away, and still others would grow slowly, yet he kept sowing. Why did he do that? Because he believed in the transformative power of the word. Jesus didn't manipulate, coerce, or force faith. He planted and trusted the soil, the hearts of people, and the mysterious work of the Holy Spirit. Jesus points us to the final harvest. The image of the harvest is also eschatological. It points to the final judgment, the day when all will be revealed. Jesus reminds us history is not circular or chaotic. It's headed toward a climactic moment of reckoning and reward. The one who once sowed will one day return with the sickle in hand. He is both sower and harvester. Consider this. What seed are you sowing right now in faith, even though you can't see results? Are there areas in your life where you need to surrender your desire for control? How might you cultivate patience and expectation this week as you wait for the harvest? Who in your life needs encouragement to keep sowing faithfully? Text or pray for them today. The parable of the growing seed reminds us that God's kingdom is alive. It's not static. It's not up to us. It grows in hidden places and silent seasons. And if we are faithful, if we keep sowing, trusting, and waiting, we will see a harvest. Live today with that kingdom hope.
Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up.
Father, you are the Lord of the harvest. Thank you for being patient with us, for the seeds you plant in our hearts, the seasons you walk us through, and the growth you nurture in secret. Teach us to sow in faith, to wait with hope, and to trust you in the mystery. Let our lives reflect your kingdom, slow growing, spirit-led, and fruitful in season. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.